Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. Beautiful people from all over the world, welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome today to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I, you ask? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention the exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people. Today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, episode title for episode number 69, is Home. Today's title is called Home. Home is where the heart is. We're going to talk about what is it that you call home? What is the place that you, above any other place in life, no matter where it is in the world, what is the place in space that you call home, beautiful people? Now, as you well know, for the last 5 years, even if you didn't know, for the last 5 years, on December 2nd, 2017 of this year, it marked my 5th year anniversary living abroad as an expatriate, an expat, someone that lives in a different country initially. Their home country is a different nation. For me, it will be America, my home state, California. And now, for the last 5 years, I've lived in sensational South Korea, beautiful people. Now, a lot of people ask me at different spans of times, how is it living in Korea? What is it like there? What's the weather like? What's the food like? What are the people like? What do you like about it so much that you've stayed away from home? And what do you do there? How do you sustain your quality of life, and how have you lived there for so long? What is your job? What is your occupation? What are your friends like? Yada, yada, so on and so forth, beautiful people. And at the end of the day, when I'm asked the question, where is the space that I consider home? Home is where the heart is, beautiful people. Wherever your heart is, wherever you feel the most love, wherever you feel the most joy, the most blessing, where you're appreciated, accepted versus tolerated, where you're embraced, where you walk around and you just have this sense of peace, comfort, and belonging, and excitement, and vibrate a joy to lead a life that just makes you happy, that's where home is. For me, I have two homes now as a result of this experience. My first home, as I mentioned, is California. I've traveled all over the world and I've never been to any place quite like California. I mean, we have the mountains, we have lakes, we have oceans, we have snow, we have desert. We have rain, we have sunshine, we even have snow. We got it all. You can go skiing, you can go scuba diving, you can go surfing, you can ride skateboards. It's absolutely beautiful. But my second home is also a majestic and very special place. It's absolutely lovely, even in the winter, even on lonely nights. Here, South Korea, despite what you see in the news going on with North Korea and America, South Korea is a very underrated tourist destination, but it's also my home. They also have mountains. You can go scuba diving. They have their version of Hawaii, which is in Jeju. And the people have received me and showed me so much kindness and love here. It's absolutely beautiful. 4 seasons of weather, each one definitely unique and awesome. But one thing that I definitely miss, even though I've made an extended family here in the friends and newfound relatives that I have, as far as a brother and older brothers concerned here, and new names, which are like older sisters, I miss my family. So my family, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my grandparents, my aunties, my uncles, you miss those. But yet and still, home is always where the heart is. Beautiful people, where is your home? Show love to your home. This is your host with the most. I wish you love, blessing, peace, and abundance, and I'll see you tomorrow.